Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Casey's General Stores. And this week we're going to hear from IMCA Modified Driver number 9, Roger Nielsen. We're also going to hear from Nathan Kilwine from Batwing Chassis, Doug Johnson from Jackson Motorplex about the upcoming Jackson Nationals. We're also going to hear from our friend Marty Pringle about the brand new Sports Park Raceway in Fort Dodge, Iowa, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers car care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers car care products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
The United States Modified Touring Series invades the Mississippi Thunder Speedway in Fountain City, Wisconsin. Opening ceremonies start at 7 p.m. on Friday night, May 26th, followed by high-speed dirt track racing action with the USMTS Modifieds Black Horse Bar and Grill, USRA B-Mods, Redbox 600 Mods, Jailhouse Saloon USRA Hobby Stocks, and Harmston Trucking MTS Hornets. It's going to be a great night of thrills and fun for the whole family when the fastest dirt track modifieds invade Mississippi Thunder Speedway Friday night, May 26th. See MississippiThunder.com for more details.
Record-breaking yields and low harvest prices. The value of on-farm storage is higher than ever. Start planning for next year now. An on-farm storage system from NASCO Equipment gives you the marketing flexibility to capture the best prices when the timing is right. And that can make a huge difference to your bottom line. Call us, NASCO Equipment, your local Baylin, GSI, and Farm Fans dealer. And make an investment now that will maximize your farm's profitability year after year. Call NASCO Equipment of Fairmont or International Steel Erectors today at 507-235-9506.
When it comes to finding new, innovative ways to solve problems, Honda has always risen to the challenge. Take our family of Pioneer 1000 side-by-sides. The biggest news this year is the Pioneer 1000 Limited Edition. What makes it so special? First, the combination of Honda's exclusive automatic dual-clutch transmission combined with our revolutionary i4-wheel drive technology. Like every Pioneer 1000, it sports a best-in-class 999cc engine. Plus, with the Pioneer 1005, Honda's exclusive quick-flip seats can go from a 3-seater to a 5-seater in seconds. So head to Trimble Cycle Center in Austin and check out a new Honda Pioneer 1000. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Get a $13.99 large made-from-scratch specialty pizza at Casey's General Stores right now. Don't miss out on this limited-time-only special. Take advantage of this delicious deal by ordering online at caseystogo.com or using our mobile app. Don't have the mobile app? Download it right now and receive a free 32-ounce fountain. Enjoy easy online ordering, special coupons, games, and more. Casey's, famous for pizza.
Welcome back to the driver segment here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by IMCA Modified Driver number 9, Roger Nielsen. And Roger, how long have you been racing?
I started racing in 1991.
What division did you start racing, and how did you transition your way up to the IMCA Modified division?
I started in IMCA Street Stock, and I was doing that for a couple of years, and then a car owner asked me if I'd drive as modified. So in 94 and 95, I drove for him as well. So I was driving street stock and modified on the same night.
How have the modified chassis changed over the last 20 years since that first one you drove in 94 and 95?
The rear suspension, the technology back there, and the technology on the shocks have changed dramatically in the last couple of years.
How long have you worked at the Fairmont Napa store, and what do you do there?
I started working there November of 2015, and I am counter sales.
The vast amount of parts NAPA carries for ag, industrial, street vehicles, race cars, and trailers is almost mind-boggling. I'm sure you've met and helped a lot of great people through the store.
Yeah, every day there's a new challenge that walks in the door, trying to get the right part for the person.
And it is amazing how many vintage parts that they have. I remember walking in the store, and they could actually get a water pump for a 216 1940 Chevy engine. I've actually had an old generator rebuilt through Wilson. So for the vintage guys, you guys are a wealth of knowledge also.
We cover a wide range.
Why did you choose the modified division? What was the draw to you for that division? And also, when did you start running just strictly the modified and not the street stock?
Oh boy, you're going to make me think on this one. Well, I sold my stock car at the tail end of 96 season and was just going to focus on driving modified for Art Jansen, and did that for a couple of years, kept driving for him, and then I ended up getting my own in 1999.
You brought up an interesting subject when we were talking off the air. Last weekend was just picture perfect, but actually for us Minnesotans, it's already getting a little bit hot. And the fall special races, I always feel that the cars run a lot better and the engines perform a lot better when it's cooler outside. You actually said the engines need to be set up a little different to perform in the cool air.
Yeah, modified. Some guys run on racing gas and I run on alcohol, which the alcohol creates more power, but it's also a cooling agent at the same time. The engines run cooler, so you actually have to run a thermostat so you can get the engine temperature up. Otherwise, you don't build any heat in the engine, and that's hard on them.
We were at Fairmont on Saturday night, May 6th, to see guys like Mark Noble, Danny Anderson, Kelly Shryock, and yourself. And think about the combined years of experience you guys have and the amount of laps you've put down. What does that mean to you personally to race with the best of the best?
Well, when before I started racing, we'd come to Fairmont and we'd watch Mark Noble and Denny Anderson and actually Bob Shryock, Kelly's father, and Dwayne Hansen. These guys have been making laps for years, and it's an honor and a privilege to race with some of these guys. Even some of them are up and some of them are in their 60s, and I ain't too far behind, actually, but we're getting there.
What's really nice about Fairmont Raceway is they do a great job of preserving the history down there.
Yeah, yes, they do. They have, like, Fairmont Archives. You can get on a website, and they've got pictures from way back when on there.
Jackson Speedway. You really seemed to prefer the big tracks. You have had a lot of success at Jackson. What are the most memorable races there at that speedway?
Oh, probably winning the two Big Butt shootouts over there. The first year, I'm trying to remember what year it was, had a good battle with Jaden Noteboom for the win. And on the second year, it was Greg Porth out in the lead, and I was like a half straight away behind him, and the car started working good. I ran him down and passed him for the win.
When you first heard they were going to change the track, what was your reaction to that news?
Oh, boy. Which time did they want to change it? Which one do you want me to go on that one?
Changing the configuration of the track, the banking.
I like the high bank tracks. I mean, I like to go fast. That's the whole purpose, and our cars, we need some banking to get us through the corner. And the reason why they were changing the racetrack more flat was so the sprint cars would have an even track to run on.
Now that the track is complete, what are your thoughts on the new configuration and how do you like it?
It's a real nice facility, but I prefer the old style track. And what they made it now is that you fight for the bottom. That's all there is to it.
Is it a true statement that the big half-mile tracks are engine eaters?
No, not really. A small racetrack takes horsepower, too, and tight corners, just being the heavy racetrack, is usually what is the problem.
When we were at Fairmont on May 6th, the track really got locked down and it was one single lane down around the bottom. And that makes a poor race for the fans to watch, and it's got to be frustrating for you as a driver because you can't pull out of the groove, because if you do, you're just going to drop back.
We drew for positions that night, and you're faster than the guy in front of you, but as soon as you get out of the groove to try to get around him, you lose spots, and then you try to get back in the groove that everybody's running. It isn't fun racing that way, and it doesn't make it a good show for the fans either.
What is your most memorable win at Fairmont Raceway?
Oh, boy. I would say season championship 2013.
Roger, speaking of 2013, sometimes when your luck is going your way, even when you think you're having a bad night, things turn out pretty darn good.
Yeah, about mid-season in 2013, we were leading points and we didn't make the transfer in the heat race, so we started the back of the feature, and we were talking amongst ourselves. It's like, all right, this is the time to try something different. So we put a different setup on the car, and race got started, and lo and behold, by 7 laps to go, we passed Eric Daly and went on to win it.
How many season championships do you have between the Jackson Motorplex and Fairmont Raceway?
I have 7 track championships.
The 2013 stands out more than any of the others?
For some unknown reason, that year I was just dominant. I mean, I had it figured out that year.
What is the furthest you have traveled away from home to race?
I can't remember the name of the town. It was in Texas. Longhorn Special, like spring of 97. It was like a $50,000 to win modified show.
What is the track surface like down there in Texas compared to what we run on up here in Minnesota and Iowa?
It was more of a clay base, and it went from slimy wet to locked down in a matter of half hour, 45 minutes. It was smooth as glass, took it all the way across the racetrack.
They could probably put a ton of water on it in Texas, and it would dry out in an hour.
That's exactly what would happen. They used more water on dust control in the pits than they did anywhere else.
What are your thoughts on series like the North Star Touring Series to get drivers out of their comfort zone and get them out to new tracks to try them out?
The traveling series is a good idea. It brings different cars to different tracks so people see different drivers. And it also, as a driver, it's a different challenge to go to another racetrack.
When you go to a different track that you've never been to and you see somebody you know, do you ask them for setup advice? Do you trust what they're telling you is actually the truth?
Yeah, usually you ask them what they're running for rear end gear, so that way your RPM is close. You don't want to over-rev the motor, or you don't want to be lugging it either.
Are there still goals you want to accomplish, or are you just out there having fun right now?
I'm just out there having fun right now.
Where can fans see the number 9 run during a typical week? What's your typical week schedule look like?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm pretty much just going to be Fairmont this year.
Are you planning on attending any of the big specials, like Night of 1,000 Stars, the Boone Super Nationals?
No.
Are you running strictly for points or just out running for fun at Fairmont Raceway?
I try to do as good as I can every week, but it's mainly for fun. I've done enough points chasing over my years of racing.
Roger, it's always great to see that number 9. Out at the racetrack when we come down to Fairmont Raceway, and if fans want to stop by and see you at the Fairmont Napa store and say hi, I'm sure you would be glad they did, and we will look forward to seeing you out at the track this summer.
All right, thank you. Napa Know How.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.79 a quart at NAPA. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic, just $5.79 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's NAPA know-how.
NAPA know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/17.
Speed the Sauce Man here. Will you lend me an ear?
Our newest sauce is finally ready to eat. It packs a punch of heat with just the right amount of sweet. Get ready to greet another tasty cookie treat. Try it out on meat. Another food you'd love to eat.
Hey, barbecue lovers. You can now find our newest sauce, Cookie Sweet and Spicy, on the shelves of your local grocer. Learn more at cookiesbbq.com and cookies on Facebook. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Over your lifetime, the average American will experience 3 to 4 auto accidents, from minor fender benders to major collisions. Midwest Collision is there to help, with decades of experience in collision repair, plus the capabilities to bake your paint on, just like the factory. If you have had an accident, don't sweat it. Call Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision, and they'll deal with the insurance company, provide you a loaner car, and return your vehicle like the accident never even happened. Call 332-2434. Your Midwest Collision expert.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie is the place to go for your next golf cart. And now with 2 locations, Miners Outdoor can serve you even better. Be sure to check out More Golf and Utility, located just 3 miles east of I-35 in Lakeville. Remember to ask about Club Car's new consumer golf cart, Onward. That's Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie and More Golf and Utility in Lakeville.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show. And it is always a pleasure to be joined by Nathan Kilwine from Batwing Chassis. And Nathan, last Friday night, May 12th, was a picture-perfect night for racing. How much fun was it to race around Chateau Raceway last Friday night?
Thanks for having me again, Clayne. Yeah, last Friday night was, like you said, a picture-perfect evening for dirt track racing in southern Minnesota. Those are the nights that you remember, and you know, all went well for us, so that was good. And just had a lot of fun again, so that's always good to have good fun.
Nights like those make up for the mosquitoes and hot and muggy.
Very true. Yeah, you got to take advantage of those early season nights where it's sweatshirt weather and you're not fighting the bugs and you're not sweating to death. So, yeah, it was a very pleasant night at the racetrack.
The Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mod Group. This is a great group of guys, from young teenagers just starting out to veteran racers like yourself and Mike Lawson. It's just a great mix to learn from.
Yeah, we've, as this series grows and expands, we're very welcoming to the young and up-and-coming drivers out of the karting world, or we're seeing some drivers come out of the wing kart division, but just not ready to make the step to a full-size car. So, you know, this is a nice stepping stone for a suspended car with full suspension. And like you say, yeah, we got a good mix of guys with some old seasoned veterans, and then the young guys, and everybody races real well together, helps each other, so it's a good group of guys.
Nathan, both you and Mike have been in the full-size modifieds and have had the expense of motors, frames, tires, haulers, and have chosen to do this because of the fun and affordability of this series.
Yeah, very, very true there. We've raced the big cars back in the day, I guess, like you would say, and this here is just so much more affordable, I guess, number one. And number two, it just brings the fun factor back into racing. You know, a lot of these guys just get burnt out spending money and the expense of fuel and travel and just everything that goes along with it. You know, nothing against the big car guys. You know, we enjoy watching them too, but just unfortunately, you know, times have changed and a lot of guys still want to race, but they don't want to break the bank doing it, you know, and this is been a nice, affordable option of racing for guys, you know, and I think more and more people are seeing that the longer we do this. We run maybe a gallon or two of fuel, pump gas a night, and we've got guys running almost a full season on a set of tires. You might burn up on one or two right rear tires, and other than that, the expense is very minimal. Pretty hard to wreck a couple $100 worth of stuff on the car, you know, even if you get in a big wreck. So parts are affordable. Whole deal is an affordable thing. And it's a lot of fun, like you say.
At Batwing Chassis, you are constantly building new cars for buyers all over the U.S., and new series are popping up everywhere.
Yeah, we did ship some cars to California this winter. Other than that, we're just kind of actually trying to concentrate on local racing here and getting this thing up and going with the Lansing Chateau Raceway, adding them every other week this year, and then Granite City Speedway up in central Minnesota. They're racing them every other week, or bi-weekly up there also. So kind of just trying to establish a good place to race them on a semi-weekly basis. Guys can still go enjoy off weekends with their family and do stuff, but there's still plenty of racing to be had if you so choose.
When I spoke to Cole Queensland from Deer Creek Speedway earlier this season on the Dirt Show, he said that more than 30 drivers have moved from their mini mod series to full-size cars over the past 10 seasons. These cars really teach a lot of great skills.
Yeah, very true. I guess to clarify that, they run the Slingshot division, and we do occasionally run the Outlaw mini mod cars at Deer Creek. But I think what he's saying is, you know, coming out of these smaller car divisions, they are a great stepping stone, once again, for the up-and-coming drivers that eventually do want to step up to the bigger car, the B-mod or the A-mod or late model, so forth, what may have it be. But those are some great numbers, and we see it a lot, and guys are stepping up after 2 or 3 years. Seems like the first year, guys really start to get the hang of it by the end of the year, these new, younger drivers, and by the second year, we've got these guys winning championships in our division, and it's crazy how fast they learn and excel and do well with the cars. And then above and beyond that, you look at the Lucas Schatz, Jaden Larsons, you know, these guys all came from these smaller cars, and they're having success moving on into the bigger cars even. So it's nice to watch that as they go.
We saw Tyler Keeter April 8th up at Cedar Lake Speedway, and that kid can drive, and he's right out of your series.
Yeah, yep, no, he's amazing. Last year won, I think, 4 races in the B-mod division, first year out, and then he dabbled in the A-mod a little bit, and it sounds like they're going to kind of get that out towards the middle of the season again this year. But I know he traveled down to Arizona this winter and raced with, don't quote me on these numbers, but 60, 80 cars trying to qualify for the feature down there, and I believe they made the show every night, so that's a feat in itself. But yeah, he's an extremely talented driver also.
Watching your series, I see the guys develop as they learn to carry the momentum through the turns, avoid getting boxed in, and then you see them implement those skills as your series travels all over the state. And you've done a great job of varying the locations and also from small tracks all the way up to full-size tracks.
Yeah, no, I think these drivers learn a lot, and not everybody wants to travel, but I understand that. But we do, you know, it is predominantly a traveling series for our Outlaw Mini Mod Series Points Championships. So we do get around to many different tracks, and I personally enjoy that, and I think, you know, many of the drivers do. You learn so much more going to new tracks all the time. So it's quite fun and challenging when we add new track to the schedule every year. You know, guys really look forward to these new tracks that we come up with.
In 2017, you will again be at English Creek. You're also making the trip to Kansas, and you will end the season indoors at Cedar Lake.
Yeah, that's kind of been the way things have rolled here the last few years. We start the season early at the Cedar Lake Arena, that indoor track, and then we kind of end it there, you know, end of the year, because it gets cold up here in Minnesota. But that's nice to look forward to one final race that you know was not going to get rained out or snowed out or canceled. So something fun to look forward to, the guys. You're right, We're also heading down to ever-famous English Creek Speedway in Knoxville, and finally got a race in there last year after many rainouts, and that produced some pretty crazy racing down there. That's a neat track, so we're looking forward to that. And then also, like you said, the Atchison County Raceway down in Atchison, Kansas. We went there for the first time last year, and wow, that's a perfect track for these cars and produced some really quality racing, you know, all over the track. big, wide, oval, you know, just racing everywhere on there. It was really neat.
And Nathan, there even are some used cars available.
Yeah, they come and go pretty quick. So if anybody's looking for one, obviously check the website. For sale section on there. I know there's a few cars on there right now, but they do come and go pretty quick, especially early in the year like this now. Guys will be looking for that last-minute deal, and they don't last too long. So, yeah, check our website out or our Facebook page, and feel free to give us a call.
How can they find out more about having a new car built for themselves?
We're taking orders now for 2018 cars that get built between November and February of this upcoming year. Best way is to give us a call, 507-456-5465, or you can email or look for further information on our website, batwingchassis.com.
Where can they see your series race next?
You will see us at Rice Lake Speedway, weather pending, this Saturday, and then next Friday night at the Chateau Raceway again.
Nathan, thanks for everything you do for racing and getting this series started. You've got a bunch of great sponsors on board, a bunch of great drivers, and can't wait to see you down at Chateau Raceway.
Yeah, look us up down there and always come down in the pits and ask questions and look at the cars firsthand. Many of the drivers have driver cards to hand out, and we have shirts available. And yeah, like you said, we really couldn't do it with all of our sponsors, so appreciate that. And thanks again for having me, Clayne.
Thanks for being with us.
After many years working on and repairing large commercial vehicles, Rod French opened his own welding, repair, and fabrication shop. For the past 15 years, Rod has run his fabricating business at his country home, offering welding and fabrication, as well as truck frame extensions. In 2012, the business expanded to include designing, building, and installing Powerlift hydraulic doors from French's Repair and Fabrication Incorporated and Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing Incorporated. Give us a call at 507-374-9306.
Why does Jake Hagopian, USAC National Mini Sprint Champion, use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
Our relationship with Walker Performance started in the process of developing a filter for the Micro Sprint ranks across the board with so many different styles of engines and injection setups. It was real easy to work closely with Ben Walker and his team to develop the best scenario for micro sprint races across the country.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Galloping through a sea of yellow, slashing, spraying, cutting, can't keep this up much longer.
Hey, wake up! You're dreaming about our dandelion problem again.
What?
Just call Wolf & Sons and they'll take care of our dandelion problem. 455-3524.
455-3524.
Wolf & Sons, the dandelion assassins.
Yeah.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show. And again, I am joined by Doug Johnson, general manager of the Jackson Motorplex. And Doug, I know you're just as big of a sprint car fan as you are a promoter, and you're teamed up with SLS Promotions for the Jackson Nationals. Guys like Larry Hillerud and Tony Veneziano, they love to see these sprint cars race just as much as you do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's been a good partnership. We actually teamed up with SLS last year to do a World of Outlaws show after Todd Queering had purchased the Speedway here in Jackson. And, you know, it's been a good relationship. We've had several meetings with Larry and Scott Boyd over the winter, and What we're trying to do is just build this into a big event. And they're behind us 100%, and the World of Outlaws are behind us 100%. And that's what we're trying to do here with the 39th Annual AGCO Jackson Nationals. We want to make this one of the marquee events that fans mark on their calendar from year to year, you know. And we know we'll never rival the Knoxville Nationals, but there's a lot of other successful three-day events around the country. And that's what we're trying to do here. And, you know, like I said, we've got the support of Scott and Larry with SLS, and it's been a great relationship, and we look forward to continuing that on in years to come.
The event is only 11 days away from today and starts on Thursday night, June 1st. There is also racing on Friday night, the 2nd, and Saturday, the 3rd. Can you break down the 3 days of events, what fans will see?
Yes, absolutely. The first two nights, Thursday and Friday, is going to kind of lead up to how the field is going to be set on Saturday. So fans will see three complete shows all three nights. We're not going to split the fields up or anything like that. There will be all the cars will race all three nights. So we'll start off with qualifying for the World of Outlaws. They will run qualifying laps both Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. What they're doing, every time they go on the racetrack, they're accumulating points to set the field for Saturday night's 25,000 to win a main event. And it's the same scenario for the 305s and the 360s, only we will not be running qualifying for them. We'll just draw for heat race positions on each of those nights. But they also are accumulating points. How we're going to do the Saturday night program ends, for the 360s and 305s, the top six in points will be locked in to the first six positions come Saturday night. So if somebody cannot make it, they're not going to be penalized. They're still going to have an opportunity. The best they could start would be seventh. But we tried to come up with a formula that rewarded the guys that are there all three nights, but yet did not penalize the working man that maybe can't get away on Thursday or possibly even Friday to make it down here to race. So that's kind of the format that we've come up with. And, you know, like I said, the World of Outlaws, they will be using the same type of point structure. And every time that race car is on the track, they're garnering valuable points that they'll set them up for Saturday night's main event.
Doug, fans and drivers alike know that an event like this can't be put on without some great sponsors, and you've got some awesome sponsors on board.
We do. AGCO, you know, which is a local company here to us in Jackson, they have a huge manufacturing plant. You know, here they're based out of Duluth, Georgia, but they've been a huge supporter of the Jackson Motorplex for several years now, and they've really stepped up this year to become our title sponsor for this event. And, you know, we got a lot of great things going on the entire week that involve AGCO. They're going to have a huge open house on Friday from 11 to 1 at their facility with drivers on hand. They're having a burger feed for $3. You can stop at AGCO and get some driver autographs and get a burger, chips, and a soda, or whatever you're looking to have for a meal that day. It's going to be a great opportunity just for fans to get out and meet some of the drivers and, you know, kind of see what goes on at AGCO. You know, most people don't know what they do, but they're a large manufacturer of the Caterpillar tractors, the Massey Ferguson tractors, plus the big Carrigators and Rogators that you see out in the fields. That's what they manufacture there. So we really want to thank them for their continued support, and they've got some huge race fans that are involved in AGCO at work there, and you know, a lot of their employees are going to get a chance to come out and watch the races all 3 days. So again, we just really want to thank AGCO for what they've done, you know, here over the last couple of years with the Jackson Motorplex.
Doug, you've also done a great job of putting together three-day ticket packages. Looking through these, the other thing I really appreciate is the great deals for the kids, because they are the future of our racing.
Absolutely. You know, and that's, we've done that even with our weekly shows too. We've created some family packs for, you know, families of four and five people to come out and enjoy the races at a reduced rate. We understand, you know, the economy is still kind of tough in this area, and we want to try and get as many families and young kids out, because I remember sitting at the Jackson Speedway back when I was probably 5-6 years old, and that's what created me as the huge race fan that I am today, was starting at a young age. You know, that's what we need to do to continue to grow this sport, is get these younger fans involved and get them excited and get them involved at a young age. So, you know, they want to continue to go to the races and maybe someday even race. And, you know, that's what we're doing. We've got three-day packages available for adults for just $89 for a general admission package for all 3 days. Or you can get a three-day kids general admission package for just $39. So we encourage fans to take advantage of that. You can order those online at slspromotions.com, and also at jacksonmotorplex.com. You can get those ticket packages ordered. We encourage fans to bring the entire family out. Just enjoy a great 3 days of action coming up here the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of June.
If they need information on camping in the area, infield parking, one of your suites, or just directions to the track, what's the best way to do that, Doug?
Well, the best way is through our website at jacksonmotorplex.com, or you can call the track office, which that number is 507-849-7100, and we typically have somebody manning our phones there 5 days a week leading up to race day. So also watch our Facebook and Twitter accounts on social media. We'll be posting a lot of updates on those here in the next few weeks, right through the races. You know, that's one thing that we've been trying to do more so this year. If fans cannot attend the races, they can kind of follow along on Twitter and Facebook with our live results and keep up to date on what's going on that way as well. So, but like I said, our best form of communication is through our website. And like I said, they can call the track direct at 507-849-7100.
Doug, thanks for your time today and informing the fans about the upcoming 39th annual Jackson Nationals.
Thanks a lot, Clean. The big boys with the big toys.
Dale Enterprises. When you need dirt work done, call in the big guns, Dale Enterprises of Morristown. With equipment to clear the largest trees, demolish the largest building sites, and dig the biggest holes, Dale Enterprises can handle jobs as small as a load of gravel for your driveway to clearing that grove and old building site for more tillable acres. Call the big boys with the big toys, Dale Enterprises in Morristown at 507-685-2148. That's 507-685-2148.
Duradoc strength and durability withstand the water and elements 24 hours a day. Duradoc's all-aluminum welded construction, stainless steel fasteners, and non-slip surface that stays cool even in the hottest weather. It might just outlast your water skiing days. Whatever you need, roll-ins, floaters, or sectionals, Duradoc has got you covered. And best of all, no tools are needed for installation, which leaves you more time to enjoy the lake. Contact Tony today at 641-529-0698 for standard or custom sizes. The last dock you will ever need to purchase, Duradoc.
Rhino Egg is now raising the bar even more by being the only manufacturer of rotary cutters in the world to factory fill all components with Lucas Oil and grease, adding even more value to the Rhino brand over the competition. Quality from the inside out. Visit RhinoEgg.com to find a dealer near you.
Are you sick of trying to sell your car? Hi, this is Ken Snow from Snow's Classic. Avoid all those hassles involved with selling your own car and let Snow's Classic sell it for you. Located right across from Cabela's on I-35, your vehicle gets over 300,000 views monthly, and our highly rated website is visited worldwide. Cars are selling fast, and our inventory is running low. Whether you're selling a vintage car or a late model car, contact us at Snow's Classics today at 214-3554 and sell your vehicle the hassle-free way.
If you're like me, you hate when your outdoor gas-powered equipment won't start. What I've learned is that most of these breakdowns are caused by ethanol and street gas, which eats up the fuel system. And warranties don't cover fuel-related repairs. Well, the experts at VP Racing Fuels developed a solution called VP Small Engine Fuel. It's an unleaded fuel blend with no ethanol, so it prevents those problems. The unleaded fuel is perfect for four-cycle engines, like lawnmowers or generators, and for two-cycle equipment like chainsaws and trimmers. VP's fuel is pre-mixed with oil. That means no measuring or mixing. Just pour it in and start it up. You'll find VP Small Engine Fuel, or SEF, in quart size and 1 gallon containers for smaller tools and 5 gallon pails for larger equipment. Try VP Small Engine Fuel, available at the Home Depot, or visit vpsef.com. That's vp-sef.com for more information. VPSEF is for use in small engines only and may not be used in motor vehicles.
Welcome back for a special segment here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by Marty Pringle from Sports Park Raceway in Fort Dodge, Iowa. And Marty, we were down there on Sunday, May 7th, for the opening day of the new track and also the new promotion group down there. And what a great evening we had. There was a lot of fans, great racing, just a great time. What a picture-perfect racetrack, Marty.
Well, we put a lot of hours in out here getting it ready to go. We had a pretty good first night. We had 73 cars and probably 1,000 people in the stands, so we were pretty happy there.
Marty, I know I talked to your wife, Nancy, and I know how many hours you guys have put into that racetrack from just cleaning it up and making the surface ready to race, and all of the new sponsors that are on board. It's very impressive seeing all those new sponsors that are supporting you down there.
Yeah, the Commodore Dodge, they're pretty race-oriented, so we sold 60 boards. You know, I can't thank the people in Fort Dodge enough for backing the track.
Marty, when we were down there, it was great to hear the track announcers announcing all the drivers that were local Fort Dodge drivers, and that really brings fans out on a Sunday evening when you can bring the whole family and watch guys race right from your hometown at your hometown track.
Yes. See, the old Sports Park track in Fort Dodge ran in the late 40s to 59, so we actually honored the old track by naming it Sports Park, so that's kind of a neat deal, too.
Now, you have some issues going on right now. When I called you to do this interview, just found out that you guys got hit with a tornado last night. How bad is it?
It's pretty bad. Our ticket booth's laying upside down. We had a Earnhardt car at the gate. The ticket booth went on the car and destroyed it. We got roofs blowed off, bleachers blowed down. It's a mess out here, but we're going to be ready to go for Sundays.
Well, I know how hard you guys work to get this place ready to go, and I know the team's on board to get everything cleaned up and back for racing on Sunday night. Fans that want to come down and see the brand new facility, to see the track, how can they find out information on the track? Are there directions on the website so if they're trying to find it, they can look it up?
Yeah, we got the Sports Park Raceway website, so whichever way you're coming, you get on 169 and there's a DOT shed. You can't miss it. You just turn there and you'll drive right straight into the racetrack. It's kind of on the southwest end of Fort Dodge. All the information's on the website. So
I know we were very impressed at how easy it was to get to, and when the races were over, just to get right back on the main road and get out of town. I'm sure the drivers and the fans all appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people were worried about Sunday night, but we're done at 8:30 at the latest, 8:45. So we pump them right through. So if you drove them an hour and a half, you're still home by 10:30, you know.
Well, Marty, I know we drove over 2.5 hours to come down there opening night, and we were home plenty early. It was easy to get up Monday morning, so I highly recommend coming down to see you guys race, and what a great facility. And sorry to hear about the storm damage, but I know you've got a great team, and you'll get it all cleaned up and ready for Sunday night.
Yeah, and if there's any late model guys up in that area listening, we'd sure like to have them come down. We're a little shy on our late models, but hopefully, as it goes, that we'll get more.
I know it'll grow. Thanks for being with us, Marty.
Okay, Queen. Thank you very much.
Our business philosophy at the Otana Auto Clinic is simple. Honest work at an honest price. Hi, this is Ashley. We know there are many choices when it comes to choosing a place to maintain your vehicles. That's why, here at the Otana Auto Clinic, we treat people how we want to be treated. We give you an honest answer on what needs to be fixed. A fair quote on parts and labor, and a smile and a handshake, and a hope we see you the next time when you leave. Find out why people you know already go to Otana Auto Clinic. Call 414-AUTO today.
KEFCO Racing specializes in oil pans for Chevrolet, Ford, Mopar, Circle Track, Road Race, and Street and Strip. Made in the USA by Racers for Racers. KEFCO Racing, valve covers, EVAC canister kits, access panels for race cars, along with a full line of trailer and garage accessories. See KEFCO Racing's full line of products at their brand new website, KEFCORacing.com. And if you don't see it, it doesn't mean KEFCO Racing can't build it. Make American manufacturing grow. To KEFCO Racing, you should go. Built by racers you all know. See KEFCORacing.com or call them toll-free 1-800-770-3557. That's 1-800-770-3557.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is proud to announce for the 2017 Sprint Car season that our newest exhibit will be our salute to champion Sammy Swindell, running in our museum from June 1st through October 1st. Stop in and view six of Sammy Swindell's winning sprint cars cars that Sammy drove during his illustrious career and his 1983 Chili Bowl winning midget race car. Plus, we'll have an exclusive interview with Sammy Swindell and award-winning editor Bones Bossier on video inside the Salute to Champions Sammy Swindell exhibit that you can only see inside the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Also, our Salute to Champions Sammy Swindell t-shirts and posters will be available starting June 1st. And don't forget to mark your racing calendars for Saturday, June 3rd, when the 28th annual National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet will be held right here in Knoxville at Dyer Hudson Hall, and the USAC Sprint Cars return to Knoxville Raceway that same Saturday night, July 3rd. That's our Salute to Champions Sammy Swindell exhibit, June 1st through October 1st at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum induction banquet and USAC Sprint Cars Saturday night, June 3rd. In Knoxville.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers. Four racers. 800-622-6617.
This is your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
They were racing last Friday night, May 12th, at the Jackson Motorplex for the Spring Nationals in your 410 Outlaw Sprint Car A Main. It was Kerry Madsen over Aaron Reitzel and Mark Dobmeier. In the 305 Race Saver Sprints, it was Caleb Johnson over Trevor Service and Brady Forbrook. They were also racing last Friday night, May 12th, at Chateau Raceway in Lansing, Minnesota. In the Pure Stocks, it was Jesse Stahl. In the Midwest Modifieds, Dan Wheeler. In the Street Stocks, Mike Blauer. In the USRA B-Mods, JT Wasman. And in the Modifieds, Dustin Sorensen. They also had the Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini-Mods on hand, Matt Narveson winning over Nathan Kilwine and Adam Ackerman. Mississippi Thunder Speedway was also racing last Friday night, May 12th, in the 600 Modifieds. It was Kurt Luman over Bruce Schmidt and Cody Gartner. In the Hornets, Jason Schlagel over J.R. Tortolot and Rick Slauson. In the Modifieds, it was Josh Engst over Jake Tim and Jacob Blees. In the USRA B-Mods, Eric Cans over John Van Minsel and Taylor Osrud. In the USRA Hobby Stocks, Brady Link over Greg Lammers and Steve Holfus. And in the USRA Limited Late Models, Lance Hofer over Sean Mann and Ryan Conkle. They were also racing at Granite City Speedway last Friday night, May 12th, in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. In the Modifieds, it was Shane Sabraski over Landon Atkinson and Tim Johnson. In the Midwest Modifieds, it was Ryan Studansky over Brandon Merworth and Tyler Keeter. In the Wasota Mod 4s, Dustin Holquist over Dean Larson and Trevor Rottinger. In the Wasota Hornets, it was Chris McLean over Joe Martin and Justin Shilitsky. In the Wasota Street Stocks, it was Jim Gullickson over Bob Smith and Davey Crutchen. And in the Super Stocks, it was Shane Sabraski over Dave Moss and Tim Johnson. Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa was also racing last Friday night, May 12th. In the IMCAA Mods, Josh Ruby over Troy Swearingen and Cody Connect. In the IMCA Sport Mods, Nick Meyer over Josh Appel and Andrew Inman. In the stock cars, it was Heath Tulp making it three in a row over Kevin Opheim and Chad Palmer. In the hobby stocks, Andrew Borchard over Scott Doble and Jay Seidels. And in the sport compacts, Oliver Monson over Hunter Benson and RJ Esquita. Last Saturday night, May 13th, they were racing at Rice Lake Speedway in Rice Lake, Wisconsin, in your Wasota Modified 20-lap A Main. Matt Lear over Zach Drews and Corey Motter. In the Wasota Superstocks, Eric Olson over Adam Soltis and Willie Johnson. In the Wasota Midwest Modified 15-lap A Main, Joe Chaplin Jr. over George Dahlbeck and Carl Kolek. In the Wasota Street Stock A Main, Hunter Van Gilder over Jay Kesson and Cody Coomer. And in the Pier Stock feature, George Richards over Dustin Doty and Mike Blevins. The UMSS traditional non-wing sprint cars were racing at Cedar Lake last Saturday night, May 13th. In your 25-lap A-Main feature, Jeremy Kurzman over Cam Schaefer and Brad Peterson. They were also racing at Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa, last Saturday night in the 410 Sprint Car A Main. It was Brian Brown over Ian Madsen and Austin McCarl. In your 360 18-lap A Main, Ryan Giles over Calvin Landis and Carson McCarl. And in the 305 15-lap A Main, Kevin Hetrick over Chris Walverand and Corey Coons. Viking Speedway in Alexandria was racing last Saturday night, May 13th. In your Wasota A Modifieds, Tim Johnson over Jason Thones and Jake Wildman. In the B Modifieds, Sean Olson over Corey Stork and Brandon Dolman. In the late model feature, Cole Schill over Zach Johnson and Dustin Bloom. In the Pier Stock A Main, Megan Arvidsson over Ryan Sader and Craig Gardner. In the Street Stock division, Tim Johnson over Ryan Sader and Justin Taman. In your Wasota Superstocks, John Steppen over Tim Johnson and Jason Cook. Ogilvy Raceway was also racing last Saturday night. In the Modifieds, it was Dave Kane over Clayton Wagaman and Jody Bellafuel. In the Wasota Midwest Modifieds, Eric Lamb over Andy Miskowick and Shane Howell. In the Wasota Mod 4s, Robert Holquist over Dean Larson and Tyler Larson. In the Wasota Superstocks, it was Dennis Check over Dave Moss and Dexton Koch. In the Street Stocks, Kyle Laney over Justin Pagonis and Kevin Schmidt. And in the Wasota Hornets, Joe Martin over Eric Cleesby and Joseph Wilder. Badlands Motor Speedway in Brandon, South Dakota was also racing last Saturday night, May 13th, for the Silver Shootout in the $1,750 to win late model street stock show. It was Darren Corthels over Travis Schurer and Corey Ye. In the 305 sprints, it was John Lamberts over Casey Abus and Shane Fick. In the 410 A Main feature, Mark Dobmeier over Tim Kading and Danny Lasoski. Arlington Raceway in Arlington, Minnesota was also racing last Saturday night, May 13th. In the IMCA Hobby Stocks, it was a 75C of Corey Probst over Brad Becker and Tyler Boya. In the Sport Compacts, it was Ryan Bryant over Joe Ragnar and Kieran Porter. In the IMCA Sport Mods, Eric Larson over Justin Remus and Chet Regan. In the IMCA Modifieds, Chad Porter over Trent Loverud and Justin Anderson. In the Outlaw Hobby Division, Carl Hewitt Jr. over Brian Oppitz and Rodney Manthe. In the Sprint Cars, it was Neil Stevens over Trevor Service and Jesse Kripe. And in the Stock Cars, it was Dan McIntoon over Kevin Latour and Brent Euchre. Fairmont Raceway in Fairmont, Minnesota was racing last Saturday night, May 13th. In the Compact Division, it was Nate Koopman over Jay DeVries and Upside Down Bubba Brown. In the Hobby Stocks, it was Justin Lunenberg over Kyle Rickey and Chad Krug. In the A Modified A Main, Kurt Lund over Jeffrey Larson and Eric Daly. In the Sport Mod Division, it was Troy Gochner over Josh Meyer and Dustin Wiederhof. And in the IMCA Stock Cars, it was Kurt Lund over Derek Green and Luke Sathoff. Deer Creek Speedway was also racing last Saturday night. In your USRA Modified A Main, Dustin Sorensen over Jason Cummins and Josh Engst. In the Superstock A Main, Shanty Sanders over AJ Hoff and Jeff Brower. In the Street Stock A Main, Mike Blowers over Danny Hansen and Blake Adams. In the Midwest Modifieds, Garrett Witaski over Robbie Franklin and Dan Wheeler. And in the USRA B Mods, it was Parker Hale over Caden Kath and Ben Mowdry.
This market creates Ford on Highway 218 Blooming Prairie. We have a very nice inventory of new Fords on the ground, and Ford is offering great programs, and Craige Ford is discounting, so that means attractive pricing for you. Small store, good service, and competitive pricing all works in your favor. And our used lot is full of very nice trades and program cars, so stop in at Craige Ford today for any vehicle line. That's at Craige Ford on Highway 218 Blooming Prairie, your service-minded dealer.
Since 1972, we the Miskin family have been providing this region with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Miskin Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn-out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. We provide a U-Pull lot Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 2 here at our Ellendale location. And we stock thousands of parts, or we'll pull them for you for pickup. We have exciting new news. We bought a second salvage yard with vintage cars and trucks from the 30s to the 70s. This lot is located just north of Gordonsville or just south of Glenville, Minnesota. To contact Miskin Auto Parts, call 507-684-2100. Or if you want to get a hold of the second salvage yard with all the vintage and antique parts, call 507-383-1802 and Steve will be glad to help you out. Or you can see us at Miskin.com.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.